Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, we may or may not be children of God. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. But we are all children of sex. But we are celebrating Adonai Eloheinu tonight because it's Adonai Eloheinu's week, actually. If you are a Heeb, a Jew, or a friend of a Jew, or a friend of a friend of a Jew, perhaps you got invited to a Seder this week. And here at the Speakeasy, we're having our Seder tonight. We're actually kind of in the middle of it, because, of course, Seders always take longer than you think they're going to take. So we interrupt this Seder to bring you the Dr. Susan Block Show, live on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. In the middle of Passover Seder. And of course, the Passover Seder, celebrated this year as last year by the Obama White House. It's becoming very, very hip, very, very cool to have a Seder. Everybody has Seders now. I used to be embarrassed that I had a Seder, but now, you know, it's a cool thing. And so Seder basically is done in many different ways in different cultures, because there's Jews in all different cultures, from Israel to China. But the main themes of the Seder are the welcoming of spring, the egg, just like Easter, and the theme of struggle, of slavery, and freedom, liberation. I knew we'd come around to sex somehow. Sexual freedom, amen and amen. All kinds of freedom. Freedom from the man. That's why I'm wearing my Star of David that was created by prisoners in the Twin Towers, the Pharaoh's slavery bin here in the soul of downtown LA. And I'm here with Brother Max, my engineer.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had some delicious lamb.
Yeah,
that
right.
You made.
I played with that lamb last night.
Oh, you did. You were. I wish you'd play with me like you were playing with that lamb. Sometimes.
I was rubbing those legs and thighs.
Rubbing those legs and thighs. I was jealous of the lamb, but then I got to eat it, so it was okay. It was all good. And so Maximilian is here, Brother Max, Prince Max, and I have some various guests tonight in my studio. We're gonna have some sort of round robins of guests tonight.
We've got Annie Cruz in the studio.
Annie Cruz is here. Annie Cruz is here. We're going to have
squirting
the fabulous
legend.
Squirting legend Annie Cruz, who we haven't had on our show since another holiday, which was our anniversary in 2006, which is coming up. How many years have we been married? 18
years.
Wow.
18.
Now there's a prison for you. No, marriage is great. I recommend it to everyone. You should marry at least 12 people in your life. I've been only married to one, and I keep staying married to him somehow. And the wedding ring is kind of a symbol of slavery, but it's kind of a pleasurable one. Well, you know what I always say? Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second, i.e. bondage. That's right. So I also have here Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for
having Radio Suzy One. And thank you for joining us for our Seder. You came with Dane. Hello, Dane.
Hi.
So, Dane was at our Seder tonight, and Laura. And Dane, was this your first Seder?
Very, very first.
Wow, you're a Seder virgin. I'm so glad I could find something you were at a virgin at.
It took a while, huh?
What'd you think?
It was very interesting. I was getting the backstory from Laura about how everything is done with some humor involved. It's normal to
always have humor, Jewish humor.
Jewish humor,
and lots of horseradish.
Yes, which was not very good.
You didn't like the horseradish?
No, I don't like horseradish.
Oh, it just shows he's a Seder virgin.
Okay.
Now, how about you, Laura? This was not your first Seder. You did the four questions.
I did. See, here, I didn't know I was coming to a Seder tonight.
Really?
I had no idea.
I didn't know what was going on. I'm walking
up the steps here, and Dane's like, what kind of Jew are you? I'm like, what do you mean, what kind of Jew am I? I'm Jewish. What do you mean? The kind that likes jewelry. What do you mean? And I'm like, and then I said, I'm like, oh my God, it's a Seder. I'm like, I'm with my people. This is fantastic.
Aww.
I had no idea. But I feel terrible. Like, my mother would kill me right now because I did not bring anything. Had I known I was going to a Seder, I would have brought something.
Oh, no,
brought
that's
nothing.
Okay.
I feel I'm sorry.
Well, then you just have to sing and dance for us.
We can do that. Okay. We can make that.
So how do you know this naughty boy?
I met Dane last weekend at a concert.
Yes.
Really?
I did.
Now, he knows you're Jewish, but did you know that he's a porn star?
I've heard.
Would your mother think of that?
My mom wouldn't like it, but I really want to call her and tell her because it would make her.
Tell her both at the same time. I went to the Seder and I did the four questions and I did a great job. I sang in Hebrew. I did the prayer over this and that. And then I'm with a porn star.
I sat next to a porn star during.
Is that yeah? Time. I broke bread with a porn star.
Yeah, matzah. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
I'm from New York.
Yes.
I'm from New York City. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, cool.
I'm a Philly girl.
Nice.
Right.
I like Philly
girls. So what brings you out to L.A.?
Work.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us a joke.
No. No. So work brings
you
to
So you're
LA.
Out here and you're like doing the stand-up thing?
Well, yeah. I've been doing the stand-up thing. I was on tour for the past 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow. What's your full name?
Laura Levitis.
Laura Levitis.
Yeah, like a disease.
It does sound a little bit like that. Or like Leviticus, like a book of the Bible.
The Jew would know, but the other people, I'm like, it's a disease. And so now I'm here working on developing a couple of TV shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what type?
Actually, I've been kind of following some things in the adult industry that doing some scripts. Not porn, Dane, don't get excited.
No, but featuring people in porn?
No, not people in porn, like sex toys and stuff like that. So I've been kind of following this, doing research for the past year.
Sex toys.
Really?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a sex toy because you were so good at your...
Thank
four
you.
Questions, so you get a pocket rocket.
Oh my
young
God,
lady.
I love it!
Yes.
I need one.
And you know, this is one of our big themes of the Speakeasy: is drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Peace through pleasure. We're all about the peace, and you know. And we really believe that we'd probably be a lot better, and we'd probably get a lot more converts to the American way of living by spreading sex toys instead of napalm. You know.
I agree. This is going to make my vagina very happy.
Absolutely. It's actually for the vulva. You don't stick it inside.
No, I won't do that. I know. I don't.
Him, you stick inside, though.
Him, that, yeah. He's a sex toy.
He's a sex toy, too.
Yes. He looks like he would be like a good boy sex toy.
A good boy sex toy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
You haven't seen his toy yet.
I haven't seen
No.
I haven't.
No.
Is
well,
it special?
A few more glasses of wine and we're there. So now you met at a party or at a club?
We have mutual friends.
We have a mutual friend. And we met at
Isaiah?
No.
No. We met at...
Oh, through Jennifer.
Through yes.
Jennifer, yes.
And Jennifer is a very famous person that cannot get on the air right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go over there.
She's a politician.
Yes.
She's not at a tea party, though, right?
No, she's not at the tea party.
Okay. She's not a tea partier, right?
No.
Because we might dump her out the window.
Yeah, we dumped them in the sea. So, did you go to a Seder earlier this week?
I was at two... You know what? And I have to thank you for the matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
I was at two typically, like, L.A. Seders.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Like, what is this vegetarian vegan crap that
I
can't...
No.
I don't even get matzo ball soup. I'm like, how dare you call yourself a Jew with this? I have one Seder. I was in Laurel Canyon at my cousin's house, and they served me potato leek soup. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. Who does potato leek soup? And then at the other one, I had vegetable soup. And all I want, that's the highlight of any Passover Seder, is good matzo. And you did great chicken soup, by the way.
Right.
Good.
That was Chef
fantastic.
Max was the chicken soup.
You got to get your matzo ball soup on.
Absolutely.
Was good. It was all right.
You have to have some meat. You
gotta have some meat. You gotta have some balls. You gotta have something of substance. None of this foo-foo LA.
Meat and balls.
Meat
That's
and balls.
What we like. All right. So we've got some callers on the line, and I want to take them. I also want to have Annie Cruz. Can you come up here?
Was Isaiah gonna come on first, or is she going on later?
Who
is who coming on?
Isaiah was gonna come too.
Well, Isaiah can come.
He can come.
Okay. Come.
Yeah. Can he come?
Can he come? I can let him have a pocket rocket. That might make him come.
Quick. Maybe.
Okay, we'll get him.
We'll get him here.
We've got plenty of time.
I know.
Yeah, we got time.
I'm staring at
him. Hi, Annie Cruz.
Hold on.
Annie Cruz is Miss Hot Stuff.
Hi, Annie Cruz.
I haven't seen you since you were married.
Yeah, oh my God. That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
To Jack Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh God. Everybody's same reaction.
How do you know Jack Lawrence?
How does anybody not know Jack Lawrence?
Yeah, I think everybody knows.
Oh my God, he doesn't shut up.
Not everyone has been married to him.
Oh my God.
No.
God bless you. She doesn't shut up for 2 seconds, that one.
Yeah.
Walked right up and said,
and
talking
that's why
to me.
We're divorced.
Thank God.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, no.
No, we're still good friends, but...
that's good.
God.
Just wasn't, you know, just realized we weren't better off married. You know what I mean? So.
Well, you did a great show.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
And it's great to see you again.
No, good to see you, too.
And we have a bunch of callers that we're going to talk to before we then go back to talking amongst ourselves. Let's see. So we'll start with John.
Let's try it.
My real name.
Really?
Give it away.
Okay, let's try this caller.
Hold on, John.
Line one?
Line one.
I can't get to line one. Somebody's on line one. Line two? Line two? Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can barely hear him.
Hello?
John?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
A little bit better.
Yeah, we can hear you a little bit better.
What can we do for you, John? Did you have a question or a comment or a fantasy or a fetish?
Yeah, I had a question.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How does Max make his matzo ball soup? No, that's not your question. Okay, what's your question?
My question is on phone sex chat lines. How can I send in...
Can anyone else hear him?
Uh-uh.
Oh, could you repeat that question? We're having a little problem hearing you.
Yeah, on some lines.
Whoa.
How can I convince the girls on the other line to talk to me?
I can't hear.
How can you? Okay, the question is, how can you convince these girls on the chat line to talk to him?
Well, they'll talk to anybody, right? Isn't that what their job is, to talk? Or you mean to talk to you privately?
Not the one.
Well, first you got to speak up.
Yeah.
How about project?
I can't even talk to you, let alone figure out how to get a girl in a chat line to talk to you. So I think we've got to go to another caller because we can't hear this guy.
Okay, but that's his question. And
how do you get girls on chat lines to talk to you? Well, they do talk to you. They're on a chat line. You chat. But I think he means privately, and I think you have to pay them.
Yeah.
Basically, is what that comes down to.
Well, first you should ask.
Yeah, it's not what? What would you?
Yeah.
How about asking?
That always works. Is asking.
Asking.
Well, you think he hasn't even done that?
I don't think he has.
Maybe they just couldn't hear him.
They couldn't hear him.
No, that's actually true. If you ask 100 women, somebody's going to say yes.
You're going to get one.
Right? You're going to get one at least, right?
Then you have to go on 100 chat lines.
I think he's got time.
No, you just have a. You just have to be on the chat line and say, hi, do you want to chat with me? No, I don't want to fucking chat with you. Hi, do you want to chat with me? No, I don't want to fucking chat with you. Hi, do you want to chat with me? Yes, I'd like to chat with you.
Okay, there you go. Okay,
don't give
John.
It up, okay?
Blessings upon you. Amen and amen.
And get a voice.
Especially the women.
Okay, get a voice.
Learn how to talk louder, and you'll probably get more chat girls to talk to you. Okay, how about line three, Christian? Good name. Let's see if we can hear him.
Hi, caller.
Christian. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, come on.
Hello, Christian.
Yeah.
Cannot hear him.
Well, he's not saying anything, first of all.
Okay.
Christian, do you have a question? Do you have a credit card?
He's like the son who doesn't even know how to ask.
Do you have
question.
A bank? Do you have a bank account?
That's the one. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Back to us. Do you know the great and powerful Annie Cruz?
I don't, but I am so excited to meet you. No, but not because of who you were. Like that's no.
No.
But you just said that you were like known for squirting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know how hard I've tried to learn how to do that?
Really?
I don't know how to do that. I want to ask if you can teach me. I took female ejaculation 101, and I've gotten all those G-spot vibrators.
Do they offer that now in college?
No, they should. I think that every girl when she turns 16 should get a vibrator.
Like, oh, of course.
So, like, because that's how you learn, but I have no idea. I've tried so hard to do that. How do you do that?
I've taught a couple of girls, and... was able to get a couple of girls.
Now, was
to
this
do it.
Something you had to learn, or you just did it naturally?
I was 18 years old, wasted off tequila on spring break.
There you go. That's the first
hooked up with this dude with a really big cock. Oh my God, it was huge. And we were fucking for like 6 hours straight. I kid you not. And I was riding him, and I just like squirted all over him, gushed everywhere, and I freaked the fuck
poking
out.
Fire hydrant.
I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think I pissed all over you. And he was like, luckily for me, the guy that I was with, he actually knew what happened, and he like got all excited. He's like, I've never been with a girl that squirted. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So from that point, I kind of like started studying female ejaculation, and then I got into porn, got finger banged by someone that knew how to make me squirt. And I it took me a while to master the art in a way of being able to hit my G-spot myself. Because I could only do it from fucking. Like, I needed, like, a big cock, whatever, pounding me hard, deep, is what really helped me out from squirting, from having sex. And then eventually I was able to get myself to do it from stimulating my G-spot.
That's so fantastic.
Does that help?
That totally helps.
Good.
So I need to find a big cock. and it doesn't really need to be that big because I'm Jewish and I have a Jewish vagina, so it's really little.
Right. No, I have a little vagina too, but it's more length for me, like, you know, in my pussy, my tiny little pussy.
Curve or an angle or anything.
Oh yeah, curved always helps you. Oh my God.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yes, you may.
I'm so curious. Does it feel better? Like, is it a better orgasm?
For me, it feels great every single time. A lot of people always ask me that. They're like, oh, you know, because a lot of girls that say they squirt, they're like, oh, I can do it and not feel anything. Like, I can just do it and not touch myself. And I'm like, how do you do that? I don't know. But for me, it's a little different. A little different. And majority of the time, because it is, like, when I have a clitoral orgasm versus a G-spot orgasm, it's always different for me. So definitely when I do that, it's intense.
That's
is
awesome.
The word to describe.
Now, there's two different methods that I have observed. One of them is the G-spot stimulation, which requires something to penetrate. And then another one is the slapping of the clitoris.
That I like a lot.
Yeah.
That I like
Tell
a lot.
Me.
Well, I mean, I have done it myself a few times from the G-spot stimulation. I haven't done it from the slapping of the clitoris. I mean, when you slap my clitoris, I might have an orgasm, but not a squirting orgasm. So I don't know how it really works, except that I've seen you do it. I've seen Annie Body do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Cytheria do it. But I don't really know how it works.
I've had some moments where I'll be having sex really deep, you know, into my G spot, and then as soon as he pulls out, he'll slap his cock on my clit, and then I just explode everywhere. I don't know.
But some I've seen that do it just from the slapping without any insertion, like antibody, and that's what I don't understand. I mean, I totally understand the stimulation of the G-spot because the G-spot is the female prostate,
mm-hmm.
And the stimulation allows for this eruption of mm-hmm. prosthetic fluid plus just general water, just a lot of H2O, and a little bit of pee-pee. But not very much, because it doesn't smell like pee, and it isn't pee, but there's traces of it. And so stimulation of the G-spot, yeah, I totally understand how that works. Now, this one G-spot female ejaculation expert told me that when women slap and come from that and squirt, that it's because their G-spot is sticking out so far that it's actually being hit with the slapping. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, it's a bit of a mystery, and there are still many experts that just don't believe in it. It's like not believing in God, I guess, except that there's much more evidence for female ejaculation than there is for God.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they don't want to believe in it, but they don't. Some don't believe in the G-spot, but a lot do, and I think that the tides are changing, and more more women are enjoying the pleasures of squirting. I think a lot of women don't want to squirt just because it completely soaks the sheets.
Oh, yeah, like, I went through a phase where I just wouldn't stop at home.
And the mattress, you got to buy a mattress, too?
You got to put towel, like, I do a lot of cam shows, and I constantly have to put, like, 8 layers of towels on my couch so it doesn't go through this. Well, actually, it's my friend's couch
so
right now.
I think the best way to experiment is outside in a garden or something, or
on the roof.
That's where I first squirted, was on my roof. I was reading a book because I was figuring out things from reading a book. I'm Jewish too. So I'm reading a book and I'm going, okay, you do this, and inserting my finger. And I'm out on the roof because I didn't want to mess up my sheets, and lo and behold, I do it. A lot of deep breathing in and out and kind of withholding from a regular orgasm.
And within minutes, there were LAPD helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
I need a roof. I need a big cock. But it would, you know what? It would also be really nice to, like, you know, like, to be like, ha-ha, it's on you, goddammit.
Yeah. Well,
you're sleeping in the wet spot now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but the thing about squirting is that the whole bed becomes the wet spot.
Yeah, right? It's not just one spot. It's the entire area. You're like, okay.
Bathtub is good. You could do it in the bathtub.
Yeah, bathtub always works. Mm-hmm. Or hot tub.
Yeah, you know, someplace.
One day, I'm going to achieve this.
You are.
I'm going to.
I can tell.
One day.
You're motivated.
You will.
One day.
Every girl can do it. It's just being able to let yourself go, and you know what I mean? Because I think the one problem, I went to Jamaica, I went to Hedo 3 a couple years ago, and I talked to a lot of the older ladies that were there that were kind of curious about squirting, and a lot of them had the same thing to say, that their biggest concern was they were afraid that they were just going to piss on accident. You know, I think that's... And I think if you can, like, let go of that fear and be able to, you know, allow your body to... My advice to a lot of women when they say that is, you know, before you have sex, go to the bathroom first, and then have sex, and then just let it rip.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it flow.
You let all the pee out first, so you know that whatever comes out next is not going to be pee.
Exactly.
And if it is pee, hey, and then you say, oh, it's a golden shower, honey.
Exactly.
There's a fetish for it. I like it.
Yeah, you got to work on it. Just imagine the comedy routines you'll be able to come up with.
Oh, absolutely. I just want it for me. I want to feel that. I really do. Like, I really want to feel that. I'm jealous.
And you said you've tried G-spot toys before.
I did. I tried, you know, what is the long metal? They tip on the end.
I have a really nice, like, metal. It's really heavy, too. It's metal. It's really long.
G-spot stimulator.
The steel ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those are hot.
Isn't this from Lovejoy?
Yeah, I think,
I like the ones from Lovejoy. Yeah. I like one from Lovejoy.
And that's never made you squirt, ever?
No, I don't have one. I gotta get one. That's what I
know.
Okay,
you need to get that.
I need to get, okay.
Those it's called Enjoy.
Oh, Enjoy.
Or Enjoy.
Right.
Put a
little
love on it.
Yeah, they make those metal ones that, we have some around here. I don't know where they are, though. Anyway, we have fingers, too.
I like that.
Yeah, fingers are always best, too, because you can actually feel where your G-spot is.
But you could get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah.
Go for it too long. So have you ever been with a squirting woman,
Yeah, I taught my ex.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
It was accidental, really.
There's the big cock routine.
I was fucking her. She from under, like she was on a countertop, and I was fucking her from underneath, and she had squirted, and from there it's all uphill from there. It's awesome.
Right, nice. Right. Now, how do we tie this in with Passover? Something to do with the Red Sea?
I remember when I did it on your show the first time. I was the last place you guys were at. You had that crucifix dildo.
Yes.
And you were like, it's holy water. It's holy water.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, the crucifix.
Yeah. Jesus jackhammer dildo.
I got the same one, too. Yeah.
By divine intervention.
Yep.
It's very, very appropriate for Easter. We have the Jesus jackhammer. Would you like to have a look?
I would love to.
It's clean.
Oh, it's okay.
I have the silver one or the gray one.
Oh my God, this is fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
Jesus is on the
dildo. Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it totally like pull everything together in your mind? Jesus on the cross, dildo.
Jesus can literally be inside me.
Then we say, yes. Jesus is in you.
You can tell people, Jesus is inside me, damn it.
I have Jesus in me.
Yes.
Everybody's been trying to put him in me for so long. I can do
it
myself.
You can do it yourself. Exactly. Right, there you go. And it's very authentic looking, isn't it?
This is nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
I like it.
You should see their baby Jesus butt plug.
They do have a baby Jesus. They also have the devil. Yeah, hold that. There you go.
You come to the holy hole.
Oh, and a shot with the pocket rocket here. Did you get a pocket rocket? No.
No, I didn't.
We have to give you a pocket rocket.
Add to my collection of toys.
Yes. Well, you know, you can never have too many pocket rockets. Here, show the camera the pocket rocket, because our good friend Doc Johnson makes them.
And he sponsors us to go to Yale every year. To every other pervert year. Yeah. All
Sex Week at Yale. You got to come sometime.
Hot Yale students.
What?
Her great things.
I'm going with
you. What are you heard about?
Great things about Sex Week at Yale.
You saw them.
After watching that fucking video, I'm there.
Women Rhythm was playing.
Oh, the Women
right.
Rhythm were the girls from Yale.
They're
right,
so hot.
At the speakeasy, right. Well, you know, there's a lot of hot girls around.
I know.
Right. But there's only one Annie Cruz.
That's right.
That's right.
So what are you doing with yourself lately besides squirting and webcamming?
Just trying to shoot some content for my website. I've been kind of off the radar for a while. A lot of people think I retired, but I haven't really retired. Just been concentrating on my website and doing a lot of photo shoots here and there that's not related to porn, and working on different film projects. So it's pretty much what I've been up to. And a lot of web design. A lot of
web design.
Yeah,
you're like on the computer.
Oh yeah, I'm on the computer a lot. Just geeking it out lately. So I actually should be at WonderCon right now, but I'm here
not the Lebowski.
There's always a con going on. There's always a convention. Every friggin' weekend there's a convention. I shouldn't say friggin' around you, because you're Annie fucking Cruz.
That's right.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Annie fucking Cruz. Hey, Brand. Since I can't be.
I already did.
You did say Annie fucking Cruz is in the house.
Is in the house.
Right. Done.
Okay. Brandilio is on it, because we tweet and I see you're making a Tower of Babel there.
Yes.
To keep with the biblical theme, we have a lot of gelt as well as guilt.
It's like Jenga. Let me see.
Whoop.
Yeah, I suck.
She ruined your tower.
Sorry.
Okay. So, how come you came out here to make your fortune in L.A., Alora, instead of New York? Isn't like if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I actually just really wanted to be here for a little while. I mean, I'm born and raised in New York City.
Right.
And
enough in New York.
Enough in New York. But New York has changed. I hate, you know, I can go into the whole thing on New York.
Too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer.
Too cold in the winter. Nobody speaks. It's so expensive. Nobody even speaks English anymore. Like,
well, nobody speaks English in L.A.
Yeah, I know, but at least it's Spanish, which you can kind of understand. Like, I don't even know. Like, New York City used to be a place for, like, you know, if you didn't fit anywhere, you could, like, you could be in New York in a bunch of places. Now it's gotten, like, now it's just a vertical suburb, and it's, like, white and uptight everywhere, and it's, like, no artists, and... It's
so the white and uptight people don't speak English?
They speak English, and the European... I'm over it. It's good to be here and to wake up with the sun shining. I like it. And then you have beautiful women teaching you how to squirt.
Yeah. Right.
You don't have that in New York. You don't have to go to a Passover. You don't go to a Passover Seder in New York, and there's naked pictures on the wall, and all of a sudden, this doesn't happen. This happens in a, and then you get Jesus on a dildo. This doesn't happen in New York.
No. But people say that this place reminds them of New York.
It does. I thought you were. Well, I knew you were East Coast somehow.
Right. Right.
Which I, no, I knew that. I asked him. I sat there. I'm like, where's she from?
East Coast.
You said East Coast. Yeah. You said you didn't know where.
Philly.
Philly.
I'm a Philly girl.
Philadelphia.
So are you from L.A., Annie, originally? Where are you from?
Up north. San Francisco.
San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Bay Area. And you just drifted down here, or you came down here to be a porn star?
I started doing porn in San Francisco in 2003 when I was 18. And then met my ex-husband, actually, while I was shooting in L.A. And then in 2000...
You're talking about Jack.
I'm talking about Jack Lawrence, yes.
Right.
And then...
You can say his name.
Oh, sorry. And in 2004...
A lot of my guests have very, very strong opinions about him. I don't know what it is about that.
Yeah.
But you're friends with him
do.
Still.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
Well, he's an ex-cop, right?
Yes. Yeah. Part of the reason why I was like, I can't be married to you. to buy the book. But anyways, met him. It was love at first fuck, okay? And then moved to L.A. in 2004, lived here for a while, you know, bought a house with a picket fence and everything. And then by 2007, well, no, by 2006 we divorced. And then 2007...
Wait, maybe the end of 2006. You were on my show in 2006.
No, yeah, that's right. It was April in 2006, and I divorced him in June.
The show caused your divorce.
It's all your fault. No, no, actually.
Yeah.
I have a hater on Twitter, by the way. I can't figure out who it is. It's almost as exciting as having a mysterious lover to have a mysterious hater.
Well, we have a pretty much 100% success rate. We either break you up or we keep
you
together.
Yeah.
Right. It was 2 months after we did your show. I just left him. I mean, okay, I'll be honest. Like, he and I were swingers. We had, like, an open marriage.
Yeah.
And I went to Jamaica, met up with this dude, brought him back home, and then...
Say one of those Jamaican dudes.
No, actually, he was not Jamaican.
Oh.
No.
Just a dude.
It was actually a friend of mine who I'd been talking to for, like, months. Because, like I said, we had an open marriage. And we had a lot more in common than me and Jack. And it just ended up, you know, we spent a week together in Jamaica. And it just ended up being one of those things where I was like, oh, okay. And then a couple weeks after that, I was like, Jack, I want a divorce.
Aww.
But, and, you know, it was hard at first for the both of us. But we eventually became amicable. And now the three of us, we became kind of like a dysfunctional happy family in a way. A lot of people are like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, whatever. But.
So you're still with the guy?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Okay.
You're still with Jack?
No, the guy that I left him for.
No, you weren't with the guy you met in Jamaica.
Yes.
So this is the roommate that you have now?
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
And where all is right. he? Is he at,
in He's
the
at home.
He's in the room. You don't bring him out?
No, I do. He's the one that got me sick.
Oh.
And I was like, you're staying home because you're sick and I'm kind of sick and yeah, so...
Okay.
He lets me have my fun. He's like,
so is he in porn also?
Nope.
No.
Nope. He was in the military. He was in the army for 7 years. Went to Iraq. I actually met him when he just came back home from Iraq.
Brave girl.
Yeah.
Just came home from Iraq, and he's not all crazy.
No.
Anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, you understand.
I
understand.
You got to ask those questions. You got a thing for those tough men, apparently. The military.
Cops and military.
I don't think of Jack Lawrence.
If you saw my boyfriend, you would not think he's little. He's like 5'8", 5'7", something like that.
Well, are you kind of little?
I'm 5'6".
5'6". Mm-hmm. Wow, you're taller than I thought. I think of you as so little.
A lot of people do. When they meet me in person, they're like, oh my God, you're a lot bigger than I thought. I was like,
oh. She's Filipino.
See, I'm the opposite.
There's no tall Filipinos.
Because people think that I'm big when they see me on TV, and then they go, where are you?
Dude, you're a tiny little thing.
Tiny little thing. And you're Filipino.
Yes.
You're not from the Philippines yourself,
nope.
But your parents are?
Yeah, my parents
both
are from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Bran is part Filipino.
Oh. Kamusta?
Yeah. So, that's kind of exciting. Filipino women are so sexy.
And sexual.
Why is that?
Because they were repressed growing up.
Catholics,
well,
man.
Brandon and I all were Catholics, talking about right. it. Like, we figured that because the who was it that conquered the Philippines? The Spanish, I guess?
Yes.
And so they killed all the men, and the women, in order to survive, had to be seductive and very, very sweet and nice, and either basically sex performers or nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Filipino nurses are the best in the world.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, they're great.
Because they had to suck up to the Spaniards.
Yeah, my mom's a nurse,
either
actually.
That or give him an injection, put him to sleep. Your mom's a nurse.
My mom's
see?
A nurse.
Yeah, when I was almost dead, I had two Filipino nurses that really nursed me back to life.
Oh, wow.
Yep, the other one was my husband.
They were one.
Oh, wow. Filipino.
That was the Italian guy.
That was the Italian guy. Yeah, so where are we now? The Red Sea is roiling.
No phone calls?
No phone calls. No, okay, I got to give out the number.
Oh, yeah, yeah, halfway through the show.
That helps.
Don't call people.
Yeah, we're not your normal
we're
show.
We're just here for us.
We're so excited about ourselves.
Fuck
and then
you,
we want to talk
know.
To Isaiah.
Can somebody
right?
help her
Isaiah
with the...
Isaiah wants to talk?
No, he doesn't want to talk.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk now. I thought you were saying, when's Isaiah going to get to talk?
I want him to. He doesn't want to.
Oh, he just likes to play piano. Okay.
Yes.
So, let's see. So, the number to call if you want to talk to us about any aspect of sex, love, life, or death, or Pesach. The number is 1-866-289-7068. If you're in North America, that's 1-866-289-7068. Anywhere else in the world, you can call 213-670-0066. That's 213-670-0066. So you were in our old place before.
Yes.
What do you think of our new place?
I love it, actually.
The new speakeasy.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Views everywhere, panoramic all around. Yeah.
Very different compared to the last place. Although I did like your bed.
Well, the last place did have the more ornate bed. We really haven't done that yet because the area now that the bed will be in is filled with boxes.
Right,
we haven't unpacked yet. So we're working towards it. A giant bed, and we're going to have a big bed surrounded by tables like with stripper poles.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever dance on a stripper pole?
I have.
You have?
I danced on a stripper pole.
Have you ever stripped?
No. I mean, well, not for money, but it makes no sense.
For free?
She's like,
I know.
Not professionally.
It makes no sense. You should really only do it for money.
When did you do it?
Oh, I've done it a couple of times.
A couple of times.
A lot of people got stripper poles.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
A lot, especially in LA. A lot of people got stripper poles.
What's the matter?
Okay.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So, was this at a friend's house or at a party?
At a friend's house. I wish I was. I'd actually really like to learn. I go to Jumbo's Clown Room.
If you
room
do a little stripping now,
I've been there before.
Get me out. I would love to.
I've been there before.
I would love to learn those. I would love to really learn how to do good things on the pole. That
yeah, I bet.
Girls.
Are you a stripper too?
No.
No.
Not professionally.
Is there a lot of porn stars are also strippers.
Not me. I've been to a lot of strip clubs and, you know, jumped on stage for shits and giggles, but I've never feature danced, I've never ever worked as a stripper.
Is there a philosophical reason for
No, that? I never have. I totally would, but just really haven't. Like,
well,
I'd rather fuck
here
than dance. No. Yeah. You know? Sorry.
Can you imagine?
Don't apologize for that.
You could squirt while you're, you know, in the middle of your dance.
You know, I actually, because there was a couple people that offered me to feature dance in their city or whatever, and I always tried to figure out a theme of something I could do, you know what I mean, and, like, incorporate that.
Yeah.
I totally, totally would do that.
Well, you could come out with, like, rain boots on.
And an umbrella.
Umbrella, you know.
Pass out glasses.
And then take off my little poncho. I'll strip out of a poncho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like singing in the rain.
Dude, yeah. Totally. I should totally do
There's
that
a
now.
Scene in, isn't there a scene in Flashdance like that when she's on the chair and she
pulls
the water down?
Yeah, except she pulls the water down. She's not really stripping.
She's not really stripping.
But I can dance around the pole like and sing in the
she
rain.
She strips down to that point.
She strips down.
Yeah. Before that point, she was actually fully dressed.
Yeah.
And then she got down to...
And then she went to Yale.
True.
What is her name? Jennifer Beal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dane, how'd you like your experience here last week?
It was interesting.
Do you want to tell the class what you did last week?
I had a good session with what's her name? Rubber Necro or Sandy?
Rubber Necro is her official name.
Yes, and she's. I still talk with her. Actually, I talked with her earlier today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you become friends?
Of course.
You're such a friendly guy.
I'm a friendly guy.
He fucks and then he becomes your friend. But in any case, it was the other way. I don't know whether the other thing will follow.
I don't know either.
We'll shoot content. Her and I will.
You're going to shoot content. You know what that means.
I think what it means to him and what it means to me are two totally different things.
What does it mean to you?
My content is different than his content.
It's really putting it eloquently and nicely.
He's like such a little gem of a little porn
star.
I'm
a Dr. Jekyll,
he's
Mr. Hyde.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's no Jack Lawrence.
He's no Jack Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
He's just like a little sweet, like... I have to see your movie. I think it would make me blush. He's like so little and cute.
I just want to
I didn't mean he. Like I didn't mean that. I know that's a horrible thing to say to a man.
No,
I didn't mean that.
I don't
care. I meant like
he really doesn't care.
I don't care.
Okay.
No, I want to face fuck
he's
anyone.
So
anyone
rarely
that will
been
let me.
Called little and cute.
Awesome.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
I said I want to face fuck any girl that will let me. And then some that probably won't.
Aww.
I'll try it.
Aww. So sweet.
If you ask enough girls.
I'll get a yes.
Yeah. I'll get a yes somewhere.
Would you face fuck?
Please. That's a requirement if I date someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see you do that with Rubber Necro.
I don't think she she could. Yeah, she could. Yeah, it's fine.
She's
I had to think
got
about
all
that.
The regular female body parts. She
yeah, no.
Was,
no.
No, but she was after you.
Yeah.
She was.
She was.
And I missed out on all that horny. Last week, didn't I?
Yeah. You did. Yeah. You were supposed to be here last week. Yeah. That's right. No, Rubber Necro was a hothouse flower, and she was after our cute, cuddly little porn star.
Cute, cuddly little porn star. Teddy Ruskin.
Yeah. So, what would your mom think? What does your mom think about porn? Does she know anything about porn?
No, she doesn't.
I don't know why I keep asking about your mom.
No, you can. Trust me. I mean, like, I wish she knew more about porn.
What about your mom?
My whole family knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do they feel?
Let's see, about almost 7 years ago, my ex-boyfriend, and my boyfriend at the time, told my cousin, who told my aunt, who told my uncle, who called my mom at like 3 a.m, and my mom's response
wait, do some of them have Filipino accents? can you say it just in Filipino accents so we can hear it?
Okay.
As the conversation might have went.
Do you have any idea what your daughter is doing? Like... She's doing porn. What? Porn. No, like...
this is your mom, the nurse?
No, my mom doesn't have an accent, but, like, my dad's side of the family.
Oh, okay.
But, no, my cousin told my aunt, who told my uncle, who called my mom at, like, 3 a.m. My mom had, you know, gets up at 6 a.m. to go to work every morning, and my mom's response was, like, because my uncle was, like, furious, like, you know, very Catholic, you know, do you have any idea what your daughter's doing? And her response was, do you know what time it is? It's 3 a.m, okay? Good night. Hangs up on him. And, like, my grandmother was actually my mom's mom was actually the first person in my entire family to actually be supportive. Like, my grandmother sat with me and told me, I'm not going to say I'm proud of, you know, your decisions, but that doesn't change the fact that you're my granddaughter. She's like, you're still my granddaughter. I still love you, and nothing's going to change that. And I thought that was awesome. grandmother.
Did your uncle find out because he saw one of your movies?
No, my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, found out that I was doing porn. And he told my cousin. and who he worked with. And my cousin told my my aunt, who told my uncle, and then it just became this train of, you know, playing telephone.
Whisper down the lane.
Yeah, exactly.
This was the most exciting thing going on in their life. Yeah. You know that they were having sex with their spouses just thinking about little Anne Cruz on porn.
You know what's really fucked up, though, is that my uncle that told my mom he watches a shitload of porn. And I was like,
how do you think he knew?
I was like, exactly. I was like, dude, it's not going to be the same for you ever again.
So how about your dad?
My dad knows. For like the first couple of years, he just wouldn't talk about it. He just like pretend like he didn't know, but he knew. You know, now it's like my mom and my dad, they're very comfortable with it, almost too comfortable with it, where they can like ask me questions, you know, and I'm like, no, okay, no. So, but my mom can call me while I'm on set. Oh, what are you doing? I'm shooting anal today, Mom.
No, I'm shooting. She's a nurse. She understands. I'm shooting.
Well, you know what's really funny? My mom helped me move when I was moving from LA to Vegas. She came down from up north to help me move, and she was like, I had this really big toy chest of like all my dildos and stuff. And my mom busted it open. I'm like, don't go through that. And she started picking through it and telling me this isn't that big. This isn't that big. This
really?
Isn't that, yeah, my mom. My mom's a Scorpio like me, so.
Ooh. This isn't that big.
Yeah.
How about your father?
My dad's 5'11 for a Filipino.
Oh, wow.
He's 5'11. That's why I'm so tall. Because my mom's 5 feet tall, even. My dad's 5'11. I'm in between. I'm 5'6. So it's like I got my height from my dad, obviously. But I don't know. I don't want to know about my dad's penis.
So were you very precocious sexually? Did you have sex at an early age?
I lost my virginity when I was 16. Only had sex.
That's fairly late.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer, kind of. I only had sex with two people when I graduated high school. Went to college when I was 17, and within, like, the first week, I hooked up with this dude. He was, like, older. He was, like, a junior or a senior on the basketball team, 6'5". And that's when I realized, oh, my God, they come in different sizes. And then I just became a whore after that. So, not even joking. A doctor and my mother both told me that I had a sex problem because I graduated in the top five in my high school class, got three scholarships to go to college, went to a decent Catholic private school in Northern California, and pretty much skipped all my classes to see how many people I could fuck in a day. And I changed roommates three times. Because, you know, when you live in the dorms, you have to share space. And it was really bad. Like, I was, like, going online, meeting people just to get laid. And did my first DP when I was 17.
First sex at 16, first DP at 17. Mm-hmm. That's an accelerated learning curve.
Man. Yeah. And it happened in a bail bonds office of all fucking places too. Like it was like
bail bonds.
Yeah, like I met this dude while I was living I was like hanging out downtown or whatever. Met this dude, he was older. He was like 26 or some shit. And one night he calls me up all drunk with his buddies, "Oh, get some girls, let's go out and party." And my roommate at the time, she wasn't having it. She's like, "I don't really feel like going out." And so I was like, "Well, it's just me then." And she made a joke. "Oh, there's enough of you to go around." And there was like five of them and one of me. And I was like, "Don't joke like that," you know, whatever. So we go back to this bail bonds office where the dude worked at, because it was like open late. And started off with a little striptease for me. And then next thing I know, I'm getting tag team anally from all five guys. And then didn't know what the fuck a DP was, even though I watched a shitload of porn. I, you know, this is back in like 03, 04. And they're like, "Let's DP her." And I'm like, "What the fuck's a DP?" And they DP'd me. And I was like, "Oh, my God, this is great." So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, now, are they all having condoms on? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of latex.
Oh, yeah. And I don't particularly like latex in my butt at all. Like, having anal sex with a condom sucks. I do not particularly
so
like
to
that.
Speak.
But
yeah.
But I was a slut, but I was a safe slut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
right,
a lot of people are like, "Oh,
safe slut."
Hey, safe slut.
Are you also a safe slut?
Yeah. Well, most of the time.
High five.
You know, you do the best you can.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
I mean, you know, there's people you trust
safer.
And whatever. But I have never done DP.
No.
No.
I'd like to do that too.
Would you like to? Yeah.
Why
I have
not?
A strap on.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Why not? I've never done that.
Yeah. Now,
I like
have
her.
You had anal sex?
Oh, yeah, I've had anal, of course.
Oh,
I've had anal.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, of course.
Of course I've had anal sex.
Okay. So you've had one guy in the anus and one guy in the vagina, but never both at the same time.
Never both at the same time.
Okay.
Mm. I'd like to do that.
You'd like to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have a couple of guys in mind?
No.
Dane Cross.
One of the guys.
Who said that?
Which one do you want to be, Dane?
I can anchor it.
What does that mean? See, I don't even know the term.
I think that means he'd be in the vagina.
No, I'd be in the...
Are you that
anchor?
Anchor?
Anchoring is
anchoring
the bottom.
The bottom.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know these porn lingos. I don't know this
I was
porn,
thinking the
this
anchor
porn
is,
speak.
Is the guy who's lying underneath, and then the woman sits on top of
yeah.
him, and then she's...
But I'm in her butt if I'm lying underneath her.
You're in her butt if you're lying underneath
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and then the
but
guy...
how does the other guy get in?
He's standing up top. This is porn positions. I don't know what real life. I did double anal, and that was I was anchored double anal on that. That was
double anal.
Double anal. Yeah.
Two guys in one butthole.
Yeah, I did that.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No,
I don't
want
you.
That. Mm. No.
Which girl did you do that with?
That was with Amy Brooke. She's an anal whore.
Really?
She only likes anal sex.
Only anal.
She doesn't like having sex in her pussy.
And the two guys are in the butt at the same time,
yeah.
or do you slide in and out?
I was sliding in and out.
Slide in and out.
But
you
we were at the same time.
In, and then you're
no,
in,
we were at the same time.
And
same
then
time.
Same time.
Yeah.
And isn't there something a little homoerotic about
that?
No,
I have no idea. I wasn't paying attention.
What were you paying attention to?
Nothing. I was just, I don't know. It's hard to explain how my thought process works when something like that's going on.
we're very interested in how your thought.
But,
process
well, the no, it's I don't. You don't think. You know, if you start to think too much in certain situations, then you will lose your wood and your drive. So, just you're fucking a girl. That's all I'm doing. So.
And then there's just another guy in there with you.
And I'm even paying. You don't even feel the other guy's dick, so it's not even an issue.
But I would think it'd be kind of tight in there. How could you not feel his
oh,
dick?
No.
She's a gaper? What?
Well, no. It is as if you're still fucking an asshole because it's just it's her. It's a comedy.
Somehow that doesn't sound very inviting.
It's you're fucking her, and you have like it's like the fourth wall is a dick. it feels like skin, and it feels like no different than what an asshole.
And what's
might,
the position that you were
like.
In for this double anal?
I was lying on my back, and she was on top of me.
Okay.
And then he went in.
From behind.
From above, she's in like sprawled out on her back, and I'm holding her up. And
oh, you're talking about double anal.
Yeah,
double anal. Have
yes.
you been in a double anal?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So he doesn't think during it, so he can't really tell us what he's thinking. But were you thinking anything?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Wow, this is awesome. Because personally, I prefer thickness in my ass. So
as opposed to.
Well, because, you know, a lot of girls, like a lot of dudes in the industry that are too thick, they're like, oh, I can't take you anally, I can only take you
vaginally.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah.
Fucking cunts. Dude, I hate that when they say your dick is too thick to go on my ass. I'm like, no, it's not. I will show you. It
He's
works.
Trying to let you know he has a thick
ass. Yeah. Note to self.
That was the signal there.
What?
Yeah, no, like...
Get a Red Bull can inside you. See if it works.
Because my pussy is really tight, so it's like I can't really take too much thickness. I can take a lot of length, but girth, not so much. So I'm always... Every time a dude is too thick for me, I'm like, you're going back there, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't...
So you got more room in your ass.
I have more
pussy.
Room, way more room in my ass. It's pretty sad. So
I never thought
wow.
of that. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't
you,
know
you have less room in your ass. Than
I didn't know, but I didn't know. I never thought... I didn't, because I have a type, like I have, like I said, the Jewish vagina, and you have the Asian vagina, so we have the little vagina.
Yeah, I have a little vagina.
And then I think to myself, oh, I never thought, oh, that's
Which
cute.
Is the culture that has the big vagina, I want to
know.
Not us. I don't know.
You're saying the Jewish vagina is small and the Asian vagina is small. Who has the big one? Has the one that Dane can get inside of with 12 of his buddies?
Vagina or pussy? Vagina or ass?
We're talking about what?
Big vagina. Oh,
I don't know.
Oh.
I think we were talking about
pussy. What kind of girl has the biggest vagina?
Kind of ethnicity?
Yeah. What ethnicity has the big vagina?
I have no idea.
I don't think we want to get too, you know.
Yeah.
How about we talk about something more pleasurable? Like,
but I never thought, that's too big. Stick it in the butt.
That's how I always am. Like a
that's
lot. That's why a lot of when I shoot porn, a lot of producers and a lot of talent, they're kind of like puzzled by that. They're like, it's usually the opposite. And I'm like, no. There's a lot of guys in the industry where
I have met certain porn stars who agree with you. Like Kelly Steele always said that. I mean, certain porn stars do feel that their ass is somehow more accommodating.
It is. And I think the more you like anal, the more easy it is. It's easier to fit things back there. So.
Well,
yeah.
Big things sometimes come out of there without any Kegel exercises. Right. Okay. I think now we're getting kind of.
Yeah.
Especially having just eaten. We had a big meal. And I'm ready for big things to come out.
Those are poop references. Great. Okay.
So you always do those, you always do enemas before or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work. One time I heard, well, I think it's a porn, like, lore. Like, a girl new in the industry decided to, they gave her enema and she accidentally drank it. I think that was it. I think that's,
no.
That's
I think
that's
I heard
a story
that story
that goes around in our little realm that, well, she didn't know what to do with it and she drank it and not put it.
She drank the enema water.
Yeah.
I mean, before it had gone into anybody.
No, it just before, it still made her violently ill.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As purported.
Right.
As it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what so we thought we would get off of that subject, but instead we went even deeper.
Yeah. Do not drink enema water. Okay?
Wow.
Ah.
That's heavy, baby.
Heavy duty.
Heavy duty. Wow.
He said duty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Regressing.
You got the duty.
First grade.
I'm on it. I can't get off it. I just can't. It's like I can't get it clean.
Just took a dump on this whole show. Yeah.
Let's talk about golden showers.
Yeah,
it's a little bit cleaner. Golden showers. Do you do that in films? Do you do golden showers?
I do.
You do?
Really?
Yes, I do.
Dirty girl.
That's delicious, yeah.
Those are real, right?
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah,
They are.
Those are real.
Oh, yeah. I read on your website that you don't like fake boobs.
I don't.
So you're not
going
to get them either.
No.
She doesn't need them.
She doesn't hate them.
She doesn't hate them. Need them. Hate them.
Oh, she'll eat them.
I'll eat them.
Yeah.
But,
can I
if
see
it's
them?
There,
can
yeah.
I see your beautiful boobs? Can we have some cameras
is
here?
Is there a
can
camera here for the
I'm
boobs?
I'm surprised the camera's right not here
camera,
already.
Camera. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Jesus. Awesome.
We're going to see some real boobs here?
Real boobs now.
Real
boobs. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Look at
real
that.
Boobs.
One-handed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See it? Whoa,
you can
whoa.
Get that bra.
Can you do it?
Delicious girl.
Beautiful.
I feel like
they whoa. Mm. Yeah.
You got nice tits.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, see, I told tits. You dessert was later, you know, and now we're having.
Yeah. My nipples are hard.
Dane is right there, right on it.
It's his dessert. Chocolate
yeah.
chips.
You don't even have to put the salt stuff on there. No.
Oh, no.
No, those are absolutely.
What flavor is that?
Those are great, right? Those are great.
She has some Victoria's Secret on her.
Oh my God, I do.
don't ask how I know that flavor. I know that flavor.
Wow, okay.
I know, that's
wow,
really
that's
bad.
Pretty good. No, that's pretty good.
That's
pretty
very
good.
Sensitive. Very nice. Well,
if I could guess what flavor, that'd be awesome.
That'd be really funny if you knew. That's Love Spell. Oh, no.
Wait, that's my mother. My mother wears that. Oh, God.
No, I'm not wearing Love Spell, but it would be really funny if you said that.
Well, they're just beautiful, and I'm just mesmerized by them now. Look at that. It's lovely.
Constantly hypnotize you as I sit right across from you.
Yes. That's why I have you sitting across from me, so I can look at your beautiful boobs. So I remember the last time you were on that you were kind of mesmerized by some telephone call.
Oh, God. That was during that time. Yeah, I'm friends with this guy. He's an erotic hypnotist, and...
Yes.
Basically, he gave me a post-hypnotic suggestion. It's really a funny story, actually, how I figured out that even if I just heard his voice without him actually being there, that it would happen. But basically, he gave me a post-hypnotic suggestion where every time he says the word kapow, I had to think about my most intense orgasm I've ever had.
Right.
And every time I hear the word kapow, I would instantly feel that orgasm times 20.
Wow.
So I could never feel that ever because it's... the most intense one that I've had times 20. So basically one day I was sitting at home, my ex-husband Jack was laying in bed sleeping, and I was like perusing his website because he has a website, it's called hypnogirls.com, and I just happened to be watching a trailer, And all of a sudden, I hear him say kapow. And all of a sudden, while I'm sitting at my desk, I just had an orgasm in my seat. And I flipped out. I was like, what the fuck was that? Oh, my God, this is freaking me out. So I call him up. He's like, oh, he starts laughing. He's like, that's totally normal. He's like, I probably should have told you that, like, if you hear my voice, you know, things will happen. And so he likes to fuck with me. Like, every time I see him, he'll make me sleep and, like, give me post-hypnotic suggestions where, like, hey, Dane, if Dane touches your nose, you'll have an orgasm. That same times 20
nose?
Intense or
no, or, I mean you were listening to some recording on a phone.
Yeah,
and
it
then
was
going into an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was his voice on the phone.
Okay, here. Not don't pick her nose. Don't pick her nose.
Kapow! They've all tried. They've all tried.
Wow.
It's great when you're fucking me, because if you're fucking me and then he says kapow and then I'll break your dick off. Pretty much, it's that intense.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because a lot of people think it's fake, you know? And my own husband was fucking me, and all of a sudden, kapow. And I, like, squeezed his dick so incredibly hard that it, like...
Gave just, a kegel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the Filipino pussy power from picking quarters up off of bars. Mikatan told me, you know Mikatan?
Yeah, I love her. She's like my best friend.
She is great, and she told me that she used to do that, and she smoked a cigar out of her pussy on our show.
Oh, did she really?
She did.
I think I heard she could do
that. Yeah, that was
in... We called it smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon.
And I just saw her recently, actually. Oh. You know where she is now? She's at
the Bunny
Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She's at the Bunny Ranch with Dennis Hoff and all the bunnies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, we went up to the Bunny Ranch, and Dr. Susie is the new therapist for the Bunny Ranch.
On
HBO.
On Cat House.
Oh, nice.
I'm supposed to go on that show.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be a guest.
You're going
to
be a guest?
Yeah. I'm supposed to go up there, and, you know, it's you know, reality. So they kind of provoke some reality, so they're going to send up a porn star.
Right. Well, they've done. Actually, Jack was on.
Jack
I remember.
There you go. So
be doing, yeah. I remember that, too.
Jack.
I
mean,
they do have a lot of porn stars that pretend to be John.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they're going to have you do.
That
you
might,
go in there like a shy, like your shy truck driver or something. Whoops. Look what you did. See, she just talked
microphone.
About breaking your dick off, and you broke the microphone off.
Yeah. I'll hold it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's effective. Now you were talking about whoring and stuff, that you became a whore, but, I mean, what do you feel about that literally?
Literally, I mean, you know, to each his own. I've personally never done that.
Well, it is illegal in California, but in Nevada it would be legal.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea, man.
Yeah.
It's just not my cup of tea. Like, you know, like I said, to each his own.
You're more of a performer.
More of a performer, more of, you know... Free sex, let's go. I just want to get laid. You know what I mean?
But you don't want to just get laid by somebody that's paying you. Just
yeah, there's just something about it that's just kind of, you know, I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Of course,
perplexed.
Now all the, you know, a lot of the working girls is what they like to be called.
Right, right.
In the Bunny Ranch, they're HBO stars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite like they're just working girls.
Yeah, they're not just... They're not just, you know, walking around the casinos trying to...
Right, although they do that most of the time.
Yeah.
But then, like, every few months, HBO comes in and films a scene, and then they become...
These stars
on
names.
HBO,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, I don't know, think about it. How about you? Would you want to work at the Bunny Ranch? I mean, you could do your comedy routine, you might get discovered that way.
I don't know. Because
your mom would see.
Oh, my mom would see, and I'd love it. She'd have a heart attack and die, and ha-ha, payback's a bitch. I wouldn't put anything past me. I've had a lot of really bad sex for free. You may as
right.
well. I really have. You may as well think
When's
about it.
When's the first time you had sex?
When I was 16.
Go ahead, 16 is the age tonight, and how was it for you?
It was good. It was okay. I mean, yeah, I've always had a lot of sex. I mean, I went to Jew camp. I went to Jew camp.
Which one? Jew camp?
B'nai B'rith in Starlight, Pennsylvania.
Oh, in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, and
Ramah and the Poconos.
Yes, we played Ramah, and I learned, and that's what we did in camp. We made out with boys. That's how I learned how to get my first
that's
hand.
That's what camp.
I learned how to get my first blowjob.
Why didn't
I
went to Christian camp?
At camp
Ramah. You went to camp Ramah.
Yeah.
I was just 16. Yep.
Yeah.
So we're all 16. Yeah.
I was 16
you?
Too.
Were you 16?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
I'm kidding. 16 too. Just before my 16th birthday, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
How'd you do it? With who?
Oh, some girl I met off the internet, actually.
Yes!
That's so
dirty. So I know. I got into porn through the internet, too.
Max was the earliest. Husband. You got, you lost your virginity, what, 15?
I was 15.
Well, actually, yeah. His loss of virginity happens
on the stairs.
On the stairwell. His father fixed him up with a working girl.
Yeah.
And
what?
He's walking up the stairs.
No,
to see the working girl.
Is this
and he
embellished?
Comes in his pants.
So I got up there, and this was the 50s. So
the
I was like
Roy
really embarrassed because I came in my pants. And so she says, okay. What do you want to do? And it was like a little room. It was like by the harbor where all the American sailors were and stuff. And she pulled my pants down. And she says, "Oh," so she gave me a bidet, and she sent me home. And I paid $5.
Like
so $5.
That was my
first sex. She's.
Where's Auntie Deborah?
Auntie Deborah is right here, somewhere.
Yeah, Auntie Deborah, can we find a microphone for her?
We don't have
another one.
Well, I have this one, but it's not very good.
Well, let's see. On. Come on over here.
Test.
I just want to say hi to you.
Test.
Having a macaroon. Okay, Auntie Deborah is here.
Hello.
Shalom.
That's my
Chag Sameach Pesach.
Auntie Deborah.
Every time I hear that.
What? Here, put the microphone to your face. Okay, put the microphone to his face, then.
I was one of the Camp Ramah studs. Did you know that?
You went to Camp Ramah?
I did.
Wow. I didn't know they had a Camp Ramah in Malibu.
How do we get into that camp? Because I'm...
How?
I mean, how do we get back into that camp? I'm into the camping movement, yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's the one that I want to go to, not
really?
The one that I went to.
Well, if I'm there, you're there.
Okay. Well, anyway, Auntie Deborah, thank you for helping lead the Seder tonight.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, did you enjoy the Seder?
We forgot to look for the
We're going to look for the Afikoman in a little while, because right now, I mean, you could be looking for it now. It's somewhere in this area.
Yes, everybody should be out looking for
Actually,
the Afikoman.
You should be looking for it.
Yeah.
If you're not on the microphone, look
As
for
long
the
as
Afikoman.
We're all looking for the Afikoman, no one will fail. Have world peace.
If you find it.
What are we looking
world
for?
World peace.
Well, you can't look for it because you're sitting here topless.
Just my scent.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing? Okay. Oh, you're anyway. Looking for the afghan. It's matzah wrapped in a napkin. Okay, if you recall.
Do you remember we did that?
It's not.
Oh, we're gonna have to send this boy back and make him do it again.
And we've got 19 minutes left, and this is really fun.
Oh, wait a second.
So what's the door
prize for if they find the afghan? Who has to give him a blowjob?
It depends on who wins. You know, if it's a guy that wins, you know, maybe they get a blowjob.
He's not Jewish, right?
Dane?
Dane is not Jewish.
Not really. Not.
I mean, is there anything physical about him that would give away his...
He pulls his pants down, I can find out.
He does.
He does. Very big.
Very big?
I want to see
he found it. He found the Afikoman.
Where is it?
Oh, Eric found it.
Oh, Eric
he
found it.
It.
Okay, Eric.
Oh,
you
so
win a pocket rocket.
So obvious.
It was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Because I was in a rush. Everyone was like...
I know. We put you under such pressure.
Wait a minute.
But you're usually a clutch performer.
Is he part of the staff?
Who?
Oh.
Eric.
Is he part of the staff?
Wait, how does that work?
Because if he is, he can't win.
He's not... Oh. Well,
that's not fair.
Volunteer.